Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too for more stories. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It's titled, "Oh, you had me living a lie for a year. Maybe I'll just go ahead and dismantle every aspect of your life." And it says, well, I was had. I'd been took. I'd been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is a trailer trash roller coaster. All aboard. And let me just say, it comes with an update too. The lies. I thought it was in a slightly tumultuous, but overall fun relationship for a year. I'd gotten out of a 12-year relationship when I met Fuckboy. He was so charming and handsome, I thought I won the lottery. He was super pushy about saying I love you first and defining our relationship. He introduced me to his family. His niece started calling me auntie. He tells me about his three children and their mothers and lies about how the mother of his oldest hates him and is keeping him away from the kid. But then things started getting weird. His ex started calling all the fucking time, multiple times a day. They had children together, but the grandmother had custody. The lie I was told to make it seem normal was that both of them had jobs where they travelled a lot, so they signed legal guardianship over to grandma to make schooling and emergency issues easier. Then she moved down to the city we were living in for work training. Then she was moving down permanently without the kids. When I asked why the kids weren't coming, the lie I was told is they need to stay in the same school. They are 6 and 4. I'd say staying with parents is more important at that age than their peer group. It was weird, but I'm the cool girlfriend and it wasn't my place to tell them where their daughter should live. His work was in the cannabis industry, kind of. He worked with the ex-brother-in-law, going to legal states, buying pounds at a time and trafficking it via USPS. So when he tells me he's going to Oregon, I think nothing of it. After a week in Oregon, a lot of stories aren't adding up. Like his phone is always dead, even though he carries a power bank with him. Then one of his friends starts posting cuddled up selfies with him. I quickly put 2 and 2 together and dump him for cheating on me with his chick in Oregon. The truth. After I dumped him, I made a messy Facebook post on his wall, which the mother of his oldest child sees and she contacts me and lays out the truth. He never contacts his oldest daughter, even though he has her cell phone. No one is keeping him from her. He owes 20k in back child support for her, as he never once made a payment and he moves around a lot and works under the table, so the mother was never able to collect garnishments or anything. He has a huge criminal record, starting with rape he committed at age 15, and then a lifetime of fraud, larceny, and drug charges I knew nothing about. His ex, who moved to our city, was his girlfriend of 9 years, who was very much still in a relationship with him. They willingly gave up the two children because they preferred to use drugs. Him, heroin, and her pills. There is a fourth child. He and the mother conspired to pin the paternity on another poor sap, and it's been 17 years now that this other man has been paying for a kid that is not his. I was his side chick. His family knew and played along in the lie and included their 10 and 16-year-old children in the lie. His chick in Oregon is actually his star-crossed lover from childhood, and every time they would try to be together, one or the other would end up in jail. The Oregon chick also has a criminal record. Highlights include criminally negligent homicide from a DUI where she killed her passenger, fraud, larceny, drug charges. This shocked me, so I paid for a criminal background check, which is how I learned of their records. The revenge. I profusely thanked the ex for telling me the truth about the situation. I mulled on it for a bit, trying to convince myself to simply consider myself lucky and just walk away with my dignity intact. But then he'd be winning, and I knew I had everything in my power to come down on him like Thor's hammer. I gave the ex all of his info, SSN, state IDs, current and past known addresses. With this, she contacted her state's child support services. He will now have his driving license revoked and can't get another one, no matter the state he moves to, until he is current with his past payments. If he ever gets a real job, 25% of his wages will be garnished. He now has a warrant for his arrest in the state his oldest kid lives. He's trying to play house with his new girlfriend and contacted the mother of his oldest to arrange a meeting with his kid and his girlfriend's child. The mother is playing nice and pretending it's a go, and he is planning a trip to visit the daughter. He will not see her at the meeting. He will be seeing the police and they will arrest him for failure to pay, and he won't get out of jail until he pays a sizable chunk of the $20,000 past due plus bail. I gave the ex his info the day before his federal tax refund was set to go out. She was fast enough to get his info to CSS, and they intercepted his full tax refund, and now he has for the first time paid something for his child. His past due child support is also going on his credit report. I know the name of the business his ex-brother-in-law owns and uses to launder his drug trafficking money. I dropped a dime to the IRS, so he's losing his only steady income soon and can't get a job at Walmart due to his criminal record. And if he does manage to find someone that hires without criminal background checks, he will lose a quarter of his paycheck. I told this story to two of my hacker friends, and they got into contact with hackers more talented than themselves and are now going to take care of a few more things for me, like finding the guy who was conned into paying for a kid that's not his. And as I said, we do have an update to this post as well. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But OP replies to some comments, and we'll start off with Science, who says, "Fuck, this is brutal. I like seeing douchebags go down. Updates, please." And OP replies saying, "The ex promised me she'd video his arrest. I asked her to make sure he knows this wouldn't have been possible if she hadn't got all this information from me. He's such a little pussy. I know he's going to be crying. Can't wait to see his face." Edit, obviously won't post the vid, but you will be getting a play-by-play. "Please explain," replies to that, saying, "What if he sees this post and doesn't show up? You have some nice revenge in motion, but it hasn't fully happened yet." OP replies saying, "He doesn't read it, but if this makes its way to BuzzFeed, I think I'm still okay. His wife is effed as of today. Next traffic stop, he drives like an idiot. He's getting arrested for driving with no license. His credit is fucked. He has the warrant out, so even if I don't get my revenge porn video, he's still going to be arrested eventually. Plus, there's other things I haven't included in the post because the bullet points were dragging on. And so if he sees this post, his options are: stop trafficking because I know exactly where he is, get a job so his daughter can have her money. Pretty sure that's still a win." And just to point out from my point of view as well, this post was from a couple of years back, so no worries there. Jintess asks, "Isn't what he's doing with the cannabis illegal as well?" I love this OP, especially for that guy who's been tricked into paying child support for almost 2 decades. I hope that, for the child's sake, he's at least been a better father to the kid than that piece of shit. And OP replies saying, "Very illegal, and I might have figured out his email and messenger password, and I might have given it to the collective. Perhaps right now, they are monitoring it to follow his travels to pass on to authorities. Would this be the first case of a dude getting swatted for legitimate reasons? How will he get arrested first, for child support or trafficking?" Jintess replies to that again saying, "You. I like you. Would not want to piss you off though. So glad you got in touch with his ex and you two struck up an unlikely friendship. She sounds like a cool person," to which OP replied again saying, "We became fast friends and talk on the phone a few times a week. We're also Facebook friends and talk shit about him in the open, and he has no idea because he blocked me, lol. Edit, people piss me off all the time. Very few of them just hand me all the tools I need to ruin their lives. This took a surprisingly small amount of effort." And one more comment from Emerger who says, "Men like this infuriate me. Our relationship broke down when my son was 2 months old. From that first month she left, I was sending money to cover his expenses. Despite a year of Exipu's bullshit, I still paid every month. Despite her refusals to let me see my son, I still paid every month. She threatened to involve the police when I tried to pick him up for a holiday weekend. She then stated that if I ever want to see my son again, to take her to court. Guess what? I still paid every month. I took her ass to court, settled that shit up. Good for you for taking him to task.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ask. Then OP did have an update to this, so we're going to cover that straight away. So it starts off saying, this is an update to this post. Since a lot of you didn't believe my last post, I bought you a bunch of Whitney's The Receipts. I wish you all could see the smile on my face right now. Cast of characters. X, who cheated on me, is A. His new girlfriend is J. And X, who helped me and got her justice, is V. Here are the bullet points, since I love you all to pieces and you liked them so much last time. A, the guy who cheated, has stayed in communication with V, the ex who's getting her justice, for the longest period he's ever sustained, because he laughably believed V would give him back half of his tax return. V, of course, kept every penny and told him she never got it. It must be going into an account the state has set up for our daughter, because I haven't got anything. A forgot his daughter's birthday, which caused a lot of drama, because only days before, J made a Father's Day Facebook post to all the fathers who can't be with their child on this special day. J was trying to defend A to V by telling her that his work hours make it so hard for him. Well, his early hours on the West Coast happened to perfectly line up with his daughter's on the East Coast. They just make excuses for each other. Ha! So J was dumb enough to let it slip he has a job, and what the hours are, and where it was over the drama of not calling his daughter on her birthday, and now that V knows about it, she told a caseworker at CSS, Child Support Services, so his wages are getting garnished. A finally sent her a pair of Jordans a few weeks later, but the kid didn't care and still won't talk to him on the phone. J and A play a happy couple on Facebook. A tells V, because of the garnishments, he can't afford to fly and visit. So, I thought my story ended there. Not everything I wanted, but V is getting regular money, so justice had been done. Then 10 days ago, I get a DM request on Instagram, which said, it might not matter to you, but leaving you was not an easy thing for me to do. Might have seemed that way, but it tore me up. I'm not even mad for all the chaos you caused me. We all make stupid choices in life. I chased a fantasy and moved to the other side of the country. Well, I got what I deserved. I'll spare the details for fear of excessive gloating. You are a beautiful woman. You have to know that. You did nothing wrong. I had to do this. Another message which said, I am truly sorry from the bottom of my heart. I never said anything to you that I did not mean. Damn, I think of you still and wish you the best. Just wish I had done things differently. You didn't deserve that. Sorry. OP then goes on to say in their post, oddly enough, I felt nothing, which was amazing. I just let it pass because I am moving on with my life. I didn't even tell V. Then, 4 days ago, while I was on vacation, I get a message from V. And just a reminder, V is the ex that helped OP. So I promised such and such that I wouldn't tell anyone. He claims his partner cheated and he is living in his car, to which OP replied, lol, karma. V then says he is devastated and said it's karma. Now we know why he is so sorry. He has nowhere to go. Be careful. OP laughs again. V says, he called her a terrible person and said he will never speak to her again. Not sure if it's true. OP replies saying, "Nothing to worry about from me. I'll never speak to him again." V said, "Asked me not to tell you or anyone else. Said he is embarrassed and lost everything to be with her and she is crazy." OP replies saying, "I'm actually dating a wonderful guy," to which V replies, "Good for you." Karma. He said he lives in his car. Claims he worked and went home and she was cheating with a client of hers. Wanted to say something to her so bad, but says content not available when you look her up. OP replies saying, "Lol, she blocked you again. Oh, this is too funny." To which V replies saying, "Lol, cause she knows I will say something to her. I fucking told her. We all warned her." OP replies that saying, "Less than 6 months. Best friends and the love of my life. Lol." V says, "I truly could care less. I don't feel sorry for him. He has hurt a lot of people." OP replies saying, "And why does he care if she cheated? He should have expected it since he started their relationship by lying to her about me and such and such." V replies saying, "Exactly. He was truly in love with her and is heartbroken. I don't know, but she didn't want him to have a car or go out." OP replies saying, "My goal was for him to end up homeless in this location. I got exactly what I wanted. This is the best and most amazing news ever." V replies saying, "I think people get what they deserve when they treat people the way he does." OP replies saying, "Life could not be better right now. I'm in this location visiting my cousin who just had a baby. So I'm here holding a 1-month-old precious sleeping baby and getting the best news ever. All of us laughing our asses off." Then we go back to the post with OP saying then J cheated on A. A is now homeless living out of his car. A unblocked me on Facebook, so I snooped his page, lol. Morose public post after morose public post. Now, everything's coming up roses for me. What got me is in the messages, you know, when he was talking to OP and he said, "You know, I'm not mad at you for all the chaos you've caused me." I was like, "You bloody cheeky so-and-so." And to me, and from what it was reading there, it all just felt like, you know, he was trying to manipulate his way back into V's life by playing the victim, like saying, "Oh, look, I'm so high and done by now. I'm living in my car. Don't tell anyone, though, because I feel so guilty about it all." And I was looking to see if they did make any progress on finding the dad who had been paying child support. And unfortunately, at that moment, they hadn't found anyone. And as always, what really gets to me in these stories is the children that's involved, you know, growing up with a dad like that in and out of their life, playing with their emotions. It absolutely breaks my heart that they have to go through that. Obviously, they'd be better off without this person in their life because they're just so flaky and so heartless. But I couldn't imagine how they'd be feeling. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on this story in the comments below and let's move on to another one. And our next story is titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Refusing to Let My Ex's Kid Come With Us to Disney?" Alright, so I have a son, 13 male, with my ex-husband. We got divorced because he was having an emotional affair which turned physical and had a kid with the affair partner and is a single dad at the moment as the affair partner left. My son goes over to his house on weekends and sometimes his kid comes over to my house because my son and him are somewhat friends, and I don't really mind. The problem now is that I'm planning on taking me and my son to Disney as I've been saving it up for him as I believe he should go there at least once in his life to experience it, as well as him having a good grade for the whole semester. I believe that my son must have told his half-brother, as my ex-husband called me and asked me what day I'm planning to leave and am I driving or him. I was confused initially, but I realized what he was talking about and told him that it was just going to be a trip for me and my son. He started to get mad and accused me of favoring my son over his half-sibling and trying to be petty for his past actions and such, and told me I should at least have offered for his son to go too. I told him no, as I wasn't going to pay for another plane ticket and other supplies, and that if his son wanted to go, he needed to pay for himself. I hanged up before he could say anything else. Now my son says his dad was disappointed about my decision and to try to go to change my mind so his half-sibling could have fun too, and some other remarks. My ex and a few of my friends who heard about the situation say I'm the arsehole for not letting his brother go on the trip as well and that I'm being selfish and petty. So I'm starting to reconsider everything and just relenting. So I wanted an outside opinion. Am I the arsehole? Dude said that you favour your son over his half-sibling. Well, yes, because one of them is actually your child. And don't get me wrong, I do feel for the kid, because the kid is just in the middle of this, you know, with an idiot father who has likely already put it in his child's head that he's going to Disney with his half-sibling. And the whole way that he assumed in this, like, am I driving or you? Like, what the hell? What pops into your head and thinks, you know, this is what she would want to do. I'm sure she'd want to go with Disney with me and take the kids too. After, you know, I cheated on her, had a child with someone else, and I'm just tapping the side of my head here, thinking, what the hell is goes through that person's mind? But CalgaryChris77 says, not the asshole, and quotes, accused me of favouring my son over his half-sibling, and then says, as you should. That isn't your child in any sense. Project says, I don't care if your ex did want to pay. You're better than me for even allowing the half-sibling over at your house. You don't owe your ex anything. You don't owe the child anything other than basic human kindness when you do happen to interact. But he is not your family, just because your ex doesn't know how to keep his dick in his pants. Not the arsehole. I'm sure your ex manipulated you while you're in a relationship, and he's damn sure trying to do it now. If he wants his sons to experience Disney, then he can take them together. You don't owe your son's friend a plane ticket and admission ticket. And one more from Fool Me Once, Shame on You, who says, not the arsehole, and your ex is delusional. The fact that you are kind enough to allow the child he had with a person he cheated on you with into your home at all, ever, basically speaks to you being an unusually and extraordinary patient and forgiving person, willing to put up your son's happiness above your own. Very reasonable and legitimate hurt. What your ex is asking, though, is beyond obnoxious, and quotes, he's accusing me of favoring my son over his half-sibling, and then says, well, yes, because that's what sane, reasonable people do. They favour their own children over children they have literally no familial or other bonds with. Why on earth would he think that you wouldn't or shouldn't favour your son over, again, a child you are not in any way related to? Who in fact was the product of an affair your own husband had outside of your marriage? Make it make sense. His entire argument that you shouldn't favour your son relies on the idea that you owe his other child something. But this child isn't your family, isn't even a niece or nephew, or the child of a dear friend, or anything else like that. Yes, they're technically your son's half-siblings, but again, that is through the husband who betrayed you. You owe absolutely no allegiance to this child. Any kindness you show them, even a play date is lovely, but vacations? No. Any friend who suggests that you are being selfish is no friend at all, and I suspect that there are people in your life who have been taking advantage of you and would like to keep you thinking that this is normal. It isn't. You are not required to sacrifice yourself or your heart for people who have hurt you, or their children, period. Not the arsehole. Now, what do you guys make of this guy? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world. And, you know, I know I go off at the end of these videos, but I can't help myself. I'm just always so blown away by the love and support you show me and this channel. So just thank you again. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love to you. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, 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 you just don't care. You just don't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.